Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Jay.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Happy summer solstice, longest day of the year. Well, I got Jason is back, so we're going to start off. I'm going to say hi to him, and we'll start the show. Hi, Jay.
Kelly Jo, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. This is like my favorite day of the year. Ever since I've been a little kid, I always love the first day of summer or the summer solstice area. It's like I love the longest day of the year. So it's been like a high point for me. So I'm excited.
It's a good new beginning for this year.
For sure. For sure. It's a good time for us coming up, for sure. But I'm doing
What do you have coming up?
I've been expanding my show. I'm having some amazing guests coming on my show. A higher volume of episodes coming up between now and August. I'm going to put out like 20 episodes.
Wow.
And so my podcast will be expanding in that direction. And I'm getting like a variety of different viewpoints on my show too. Like I always like the idea of trying to have more social justice themed programming. And I'm finally starting to do that. So I'm pretty excited.
So you're doing your bliss.
For sure.
Me.
Feeling positive in all sectors of life right now. So it's really
awesome.
Good.
Well, we'll take our first caller. I'll let you go first. 775. Hi, 775. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy, and you were very nice. You had told me, I think, last week that I was definitely going to get my refund back of $152.98 from that department store with an M and a C in it. So hopefully that'll happen within the next week. But my other question was, do you see me getting reinstated for my online shopping privileges? Will Ann help you with that, or will I have to call the corporate office, and when will that happen?
Okay. Go ahead, Jay.
I think there's going to be some phone calls back and forth, and it's going to take a certain period of time, but I do see you having something reinstated. I think it's going to just go through a process to be reconsidered is what I get.
How long will it take to get that reinstated?
It just depends on the bureaucracy of what you're going to go through. But I just see you going through some different stages with this thing, and eventually it works out in your favor. You just got to be patient and don't get discouraged if it's a little outside your time frame. That's what I would be told to tell you. But it does come through.
Oh, so I will ultimately be reinstated for my online shopping?
That's what I feel like. But I feel like it's going to be just a process. You're going to have a delay in the process. So don't get discouraged if you're waiting to go through this paperwork or turning in the – it's not an appeal. It's just like some type of reconsideration or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I see the same thing. It'll probably take maybe half a year.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Well, that'll be around the holidays then, right before the end of the year. Will I have to call the corporate office on this of the company?
It's
I
just going to be
like
a long, drawn-out process, hon. Because in their mind, you did something.
Well, they sent me an email stating that I didn't have a receipt, which is ridiculous. It was an online shopping order, and it was a big order, so they didn't like an expensive order being shipped back. I think that's what it was.
Well, you're going to have to go through all that. So that's, but it'll get fixed sooner or later. So we'll have to do an alternate until that time frame.
Well, thank you both very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
have
you.
A good night.
You too.
All right. 212.
Hello. Hi. This
Hello.
Is Bryn.
What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City. Kelly and David, I think, right? David? I'm sorry.
Yep.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Jason.
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, no problem. You're good.
Yeah, I'd just like to catch up with Spirit to see what any message from Spirit has for me, if that's possible.
Well, here lately you've been going through a low period, but it's like a cycle and you're going to get out of it. This is the time that you usually do that, and you'll cycle out of it in the next, couple weeks. And
okay.
You need to keep a dream log because they're going to work with you in dream time.
Okay. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of dreams already, different dreams.
So write them down so that you can see the pattern.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're letting go of anything, people, places, and things that no longer serve you, and then you're going into a different cycle. So that's
okay.
Where you're at now.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. Hey, Brent. I get this. As Kelly Jo was talking, sometimes I get images, and I get a turning over. So that represents a couple different things to me, kind of like flipping a coin from head to tail, but this time it's going in the positive direction. So I feel like there's a turnover in a good way in your luck. And when I say luck, I should really say your trajectory of things that are coming up. I feel like you're going to have more abundance coming your way. You're going to be more positive. You'll be more confident. You're not going to feel stressed or tired as much as you have in the past several months. And I feel like you're going to have the ability, going forward, to finally see the horizon and not be afraid of what's ahead. You're actually going to be able to see stuff and be like, okay, I can do this. I'm not gonna have to figure out an alternate detour around that obstacle.
Right.
Like, that's actually not an obstacle coming up. That's a beach or whatever it is you like to envision.
Okay.
It's like positive is what I try to say. And I agree with Kelly Jo. I feel like it's going to be through the summer. You're going to have some improvements starting in July and going into August and then into the fall.
Yeah, July's my birthday, July 3rd, so that makes sense.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All
right.
Have a good night.
All right. Take care of both of you.
Thank
you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. 216. Hey, 216. What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question?
My name is Sharon from Ohio. Kelly Jo. Hello, Jason, both of you.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hello. I have a question. I'm slowly doing it. I'm remodeling some of my things in my home. I'm getting a cabinet and a toilet in one of my bathrooms. That's step one. Is Charles going to be able to complete this and get it done? He's saving me a lot of money. He does a lot of work and a lot of installations in my condo development. What are you picking up on him? I know, because he says this is the third one. He knows how to put toilets in. But as far as vanities, it's like his fifth one he's only put in. But I'm trusting him because he's saving me so much money. What are you picking up? Everything's purchased. He's supposed to start it tomorrow.
He's going to be able to do it, but he's going to bring a friend that knows more than him.
Interesting. Okay. And that it's going to be a good
cabinet?
Is it going to be installed? I'm not worried about the toilet. I'm worried about the cabinet.
No, the cabinet. That's the other friend. That's what he's bringing.
Do you feel it's going to turn out good and everything's
going
to be cool?
It won't leak. It's fine. It won't fall off.
And I'm not worried. It's just going to look good. He's got a center and everything. It's for my second bathroom. What do you?
It's going to do fine.
Yeah, this is a major thing for me to redo my home. What about you, Jason?
I would just say, just trust him and know he can do it. But if you want, depending on his efficiency. To stay on him, but not be overbearing, but just be supportive and let him know that you're really excited about him getting it done and kind of give him that kind of reinforcement. I think that might help a little bit. And I also think for you, it's kind of like getting through this process. It's putting you on a new path or a new trajectory for yourself by upgrading your bathroom and doing these things around the house.
I know.
It's going to make you feel better in general. It's like a new thing for you. So
I know. My kitchen, too. Yeah, you're so funny. He said that Charles works on Charles' time. You know, some people, like, I'm, like, always 10 minutes early. He's a very laid-back guy. He gets the job done here. He works a lot in this development, but he just doesn't understand. Just go with the flow.
He's fine. He's thoughtful. He's
very
nice. And like I said, he's going to consult a guy that knows more than him, and he'll be fine.
He's very meticulous. Thank you so much. I know it's going to turn out. I know. But this big major. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. How do we get a hold of you, Jason?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. I would say direct people to my website. I was literally looking it up, trying to see if I could find my number. For some reason, I don't always give up my psychic number because I don't always remember it. It's on my website, but I'll just direct them to my website, thesocialpsychic.com, www.thesocialpsychic.com. That's the best way to reach out to me. All my information for, you know, about me is on there, and my contact information is on there and everything.
Okay, and me, KellyJoePsychic.com, and 561-333-5367. All right. 904, you go next. Hi, 904, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Stacy, Florida. My question is, what do you see coming in regards to a relationship, please?
Okay. You want me to go first, Kelly Jo?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Stacey. I am going to tell you two things. One is have some confidence in things within yourself about relationships. I feel like there's something about your own self kind of identifying with relationships that you feel like there might be some limitations that in the future you wouldn't have a good one. I see good relationships coming your way.
Excuse me. Stacey, turn your thing down because we got horrible echo going on.
Okay,
go ahead, talk,
Hello?
Jay.
Okay, can you hear me, Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other thing I need to say to you is there's someone who has their eye on you that I feel like you're going to be more aware of if you haven't found out yet. There's somebody coming into your picture that's known you for a while that's going to be more expressive towards you. If it hasn't happened yet, that's what I see coming up towards, like, August or September. There's somebody that's going to pop in and be more expressive about having an interest in wanting to be more relevant in each other's lives is the way I feel. They won't say the word relevant. They'll say, you know, I want to be more important to each other. Sorry, but you're
is
just
this
close.
Person local or long distance? Are they close?
I feel like it starts out as a potential, not too long of a distance, but not as local as you would expect to start out with. But I feel like that there's something either they're relocating back towards your direction or they're coming back there a lot. Triggers them reaching out to you. They have some help in their family issues, like family members might have been ill or something. And that occupied their time for a while, and now they're coming back. That's what I pick up. Something like that is probably going to be pretty important for you going into within the next several months. So.
Okay.
And I'm seeing a gentleman that I hear the name Marcus. It could be a name of a person that you'll meet. And I see you meeting a taller gentleman, about 6 foot tall. He has, he might be older than you because I see like a little bit of white around the sideburns. He wears glasses. He feels well educated. And you meet him through a friend of a friend. And it looks like you'll probably meet him in November.
Okay.
So there you go. You got opportunities, girl.
Okay, thank
Definitely.
You.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck. Thank you.
Okay, let me see.
That's great.
Yeah, neat. She's going to meet somebody. Let's
Definitely.
See, where am I? 203. Hello, 203. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Good evening. It's Pat from Connecticut. Hello to you both.
Hello.
I've been going through so much stuff, and since Mercury is now heading back in place, I'm wondering, this may be too general a question, but what do you see ahead of me as far as things getting better? If that's too general, I'll ask something else.
Well, you are in a good trajectory, and you are going to start a new career. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to probably... I see you working, like, at a little tiny boutique shop, cashiering and talking to customers and having fun. And what are you painting and fixing up? Because I see a kerchief on your head and painting.
Well, I do animal portraits, and that's been really... everything's been a standstill. So that's actually, I would like to do that commissioned work, not in a boutique store. Well, maybe I could do something like that, show my work there. But that's what I would love to get going is my animal portraits.
Do you wear a kerchief on your head?
No, I don't. But I just bought my son a cap, and I bought myself one too, which I kind of like. So maybe I'll be wearing that. But no, I don't when I paint.
Okay. Well, I do see you painting again. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Do you see the health improving?
Little by little.
Yeah. Slow.
You'll have good days and bad days. You have arthritis or something?
I had a stroke almost a year ago. That's the biggest thing. And trying to control the blood pressure, and I'm incredibly weak, and I don't know what that's from, if it's the medicine or the stroke.
No, it's from
or
the
weight.
Stroke.
It's from the stroke?
Yeah. So do your PT.
Physical therapy.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Will my strength come back? I mean,
little by little it'll improve. I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
How you doing, Kat?
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. As you're talking to Kelly Jo, a couple things I'll point out that I'm picking up off your energy is life changes coming up for you that are positive. Nothing is going to be where you're disoriented or negative or saddened by any of the change. They're positive changes. I see that when you mentioned the portrait of your animals, I know this will sound weird, but I actually I get some clairvoyance sometime, and I felt like I had you like promoting some type of special that you were doing, and you were calling it the doggy dash, where you're doing portraits of people for their dogs at like some humane event or something to help raise money for the Humane Society or something. I don't know. It's something you're going to do. You're going to call it something like a doggy dash. It's going to have like a fundraising thing, but you also get some commission on it, but it's helping for a bigger cause, and you get like an inroads to a larger organization or charity that become your clients and help spread your word of mouth, and something like that will come up. And I just think you're going to have some, like, the painting thing, like Kelly Jo said, so important. It's an expression of your creative talent. And by that being bottled up and not being expressed, you're going to fly and soar the more you explore and express that pent-up creativity. And you got to make that flow. That's actually therapy for you and for the people you paint for. Keep that in mind. I have two parents, so I would love to, in the future, find out if you're offering this, reach out to you, have you paint my birds. I'd put them up in my living room. I'm sure I'll get made fun of by my friends, but I love the idea.
I'd love to do that someday. Maybe I could send you my site. You could see what I do, but I really appreciate that.
And another thing.
That's what I'm able to tell you. Explore your talent.
Go ahead. Have the people send you photographs of them and their animal, and you can paint portraits that way.
That's what I want to do, yeah.
And you're going to do that, put that on your site. Excuse me, Jason.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Yeah, no, it's just, I just see this growth. This is good for you. Consider this as like a wellness thing for you, doing your painting thing, because it's meant to be done. It's going to fill a strong purpose. You know how many people call Kelly Jo and I asking about like grieving their pet that passed away? You know where that kind of portrait could really fill a void? Where they could value it every morning and look at it and think of their loved one that's an animal that's crossed over. So, yeah, I think you could do a lot. You could work with support groups and grieving groups.
Yeah,
that's
my biggest,
animals, whatever.
That's my biggest purpose, is to heal some hearts with people who have lost their animals. It does help to have a portrait in your home.
Absolutely, 100%.
Use that on your website, and you'll get all kinds of calls. And you capture the life force through their eyes.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You're both wonderful. Thank you.
That's beautiful.
You're welcome. It'll get better. And I know that's not a real word.
Say it again.
It's going to get better.
That's very cute. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye.
Okay. Boy, the time's going quick. And all right,
wow.
We have, what did I do, leave somebody on? I think I did. Well, I didn't mean to do that. What did I do?
Yeah. My phone said unmuted. Are you there?
Hello? Hello? Elijah? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Kelly Joe, Jason. Can
yeah,
you hear me?
Finally. I'm sorry, something was going on with the thing.
No problem.
And it just bumped off a couple of the people in the queue, so Log Talk's goofing up tonight. They're back. Okay, the one person is back. Okay, we'll get him back. Hello, Ed. Where are you from and what's your question?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I are.
I really don't have a question, you know.
Okay.
But I can think of one real quick.
Okay.
Like, why haven't I been fired from the current company I work for?
Because they like you.
Seriously?
Because you do so many pieces of paper and you go through so many cues that they like you being there because you're the one that gets the most done.
So they're lying to me.
But you do. You do more than most people. I'll let Jason take it. That's what I see.
I don't see you having them wanting to get rid of you or anything like that. I see them being supportive in the long run for you. I feel like there's some struggles that go on with some coworkers or there's somebody that causes drama that you try to stay away from. But I feel like in the big picture of it, it's not going to impact you being there. I think if you leave, it'll be on your terms when you're ready.
Yeah, it's just I know I aggravate some of my upper echelon because I ask
one of them thinks you have a hard
questions.
Issue with authority. Yeah, some one of them, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just get stuff sometimes when you're talking and I just need to share it. One of them thinks that you're, like, difficult with authority figures or following through on something.
Me or them?
They're saying it about you, or that's their impression of you, the critique.
No,
I'm not
saying
it's
accurate.
I'm
just telling
you that's their opinion. Their critique, that's not my opinion. I wouldn't say it's accurate, but I'm saying that's what one of their viewpoints is that you've got to, like, prove to them improvement in something with one of the areas that you guys get evaluated on.
That would be all of it. I have a habit of asking the right questions, I guess, to the wrong people.
Gotcha. And somebody feels threatened by you, by the way. So just keep that in mind if you know, depend on who you talk to there.
I think I have an idea who.
I would just keep things to, you know, on a guarded basis for a while. That's what I would
I'm
get.
Just me. Plain and simple, I'm me.
Okay.
And some people don't like that.
That's
I don't hesitate
here.
To ask. I stick up for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's just over the years.
That's it. That's their issue.
I just,
for sure.
Pardon me?
I said, that's their issue. I feel like as long as you stay within your boundary, so to speak, your lane, as long as you do what you're supposed to do and you do that, you know, go to work, do what you're supposed to do, and I don't see you having issues with the job other than just some residual drama from other people that aren't happy in their positions and they kind of complain a lot. But
you sure you're not talking
like
about
that.
Me?
I'm just picking up what I'm picking up.
No, it's going to be okay until what
yeah.
you.
No,
it's going to be your choice.
I'm just curious. That just popped up into my head. That's all.
Yes.
That's the only question. I don't know why that's been in my head off and on today. So I figured I'd ask.
Well,
thank you. It's great. Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right,
no, I appreciate it. I really enjoy listening to both of you.
Thank you.
It's very entertaining. And you work well together. So.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good night.
You both. Good night.
Let's do something different, Jason. What do you see for the rest of this year psychically?
For everybody?
For like the world or whatever.
Yeah. I feel
any new developments, you know.
One of the things I'm picking up on going forward the rest of this year is that people are going to feel more at ease than they feel right now by like the fall. I think the summer is going to help a lot of people kind of be able to take a breath of fresh air, no pun intended, but I really do think that we're kind of getting out of the dark period we've been through. And I feel like going forward, people are going to start feeling those return to somewhat normalcy kind of feelings again. And like, I got to see my brother yesterday, first time in 2 years. He's in Orlando for a weekend for my niece's tournament on field hockey. And I got to see him last night. And it was like, I sat there and I thought to myself, yeah, this is the first time in 2 years I saw my own family from New Jersey. So for me, you know, I guess it's the return of some normalcy in our lives, the return of being able to hug people again, shake hands. We probably won't shake hands anytime soon, but hugging family members and not feeling weird about that. Or not having to express to anyone you meet every single person you've come in contact with in the last 72 hours, you know, tracing and all that kind of stuff. So I'm excited about the future. I feel going forward for everyone, I feel like there's going to be some obstacles that we go through in terms of our country and the world. But I do think going forward the next 6 to 8 months, I think we have a really good opportunity for some positive changes in our lives economically and stability and stuff. I don't feel negative about it. I feel good about it. Especially going into 2022.
Yes, I think there's going to be 2022. Europe will open up. You'll be able to travel around the world again, and I see people having more, there's going to be celebrations and more advancements in medicines. I think that from the way they did the vaccine. Quickly, they're going to do that for other diseases and it'll be more rapid with diseases around the world, you know, like cancers and other diseases. They're going to be able to find a different way of doing things for diseases. And I think that'll open up a whole new doorway to help other diseases that they've been struggling with for years and years and years and years. That's what I think.
Some breakthroughs sound phenomenal. When you think about it, we can use some breakthroughs right now in medicine and science and research, and I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah, I see a whole new thing with the RNA and the DNA and you know, targeting the biogenetics of the disease itself, and I think that's going to be really like science edge. It'll be like Star Trek.
Okay. Star Trek, yes, absolutely. I'm just glad, you know, it's just weird talking to my brother yesterday, catching up at the table. I was like, oh, yeah, that was last year. He's like, no, that was 2 years ago. I was like, oh, my God, I lost a year. I feel like there's this year that just is a blur. I don't know if you feel that way, and I don't know if members of the audience feel that way, but that's just how I feel. And it's like I'm looking forward. Like, literally, when you look forward, things look amazing. If you kind of look back, you get kind of plagued by that residual of whatever it was we have all been through. Focus on what's ahead and keep looking forward, because I think there's a lot to look forward to, no pun intended, but really a lot to look forward to for all of us.
Yeah, and make new memories, and we aren't stalled no more.
Exactly.
We were sort of like stalled for a whole year.
That's what it was. It was like getting it's like the car broke down from 2020. We had to get the tow truck to hit the cables, and we had to shock 2021 back into normalcy, and that's where we are right now. We're on the cusp of finally realizing that.
Yeah, life, you know, not as we knew it, but, you know, better, you know. And I also see that we're going to be able to have more things are going to evolve so that we have more compassion and more grace. than what Absolutely. We've had in the past, which will be good.
Well, there's the beauty of mankind and humanity, right? I mean, we have the beautiful side of us, which is the giving side, the charitable side, the caring, compassionate side. We've seen a lot of that through the last year, couple of years.
Right.
Now hopefully we'll see more. Hopefully we'll get to see more of it.
Yeah, that's why we're called human.
Exactly.
You know, but it's like we got lots of neat stuff to look forward to, you know. And then they're also going to, I bet a little kid's going to come up with a way to fix algae, you know, in the science fair, you know, and to fix the plastic. You know, I think that the young kids coming up, they're going to be whiz bangs.
That would make a lot of sense,
I'll
too.
Think
I'll ask you a question.
What?
Let me ask you this. I want to get your opinion on something, too.
All right.
What do you think about the release of data that's supposed to be coming soon to Congress with the Department of Defense and the U.S. government about UFOs and about alien life and encounters in the sky? And what do you – like, they're supposed to do some type of
disclosure. They've always been
this.
Here. We have the watchers. They've been watching us since the beginning of time.
So I wanted to ask, what's your opinion about it? How do you think it's going to change our viewpoint of it, at least officially? Because I figured if the government's putting out a report, you know it's
that we're not the only ones.
Yeah, but this is the first time it's going to be with, like, the government backing to it, you know, like an official
right.
report and document.
But if you look at the petroglyphs out west, there's all kinds of pictures of different beings and stuff
actually,
all over the petroglyphs.
I've seen a UFO myself twice hanging out with my friend Megan that you know about. And I can tell you they're real because I've never seen a structure in the air do a 390-degree turn like this one did and fly off while stargazing, looking at a meteorite shower, January of 2019, I think it was. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them,
really
too.
Cool.
I've seen them when I was a kid in Michigan. You know, there was a whole flap of them. Me, Mom, Grandma,
yeah.
we're all standing on the porch looking at all the UFOs out there.
Yeah,
but, yeah,
absolutely.
Anything we have nowadays can't go sideways, backwards, up, down, and just disappear in a blip and change colors.
Well,
you
and
know.
In the coverage of it, they're trying to take a spin on it that the government's trying to say, well, if it's not alien life, is it, like, something from China or Russia that's, like, some advanced weapon system that we're not aware of yet? Trying to really make it sensationalized instead of just being like, hey, it's a UFO. We know what it is.
You know, it's going to come out. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah. You know what?
You know, and
are
I
people
think
gonna
that's
feel conned,
a good thing.
You think?
What?
You think people feel conned? You think people feel conned by the government? If the government's known this for 100 years and just finally is disclosing its stuff now, do you think people are going to be like, why couldn't they have just revealed that 40
well,
years ago?
People would have panicked. Remember War of the Worlds on the radio? Lots of people jumped
yeah.
out of windows themselves.
That's true. That's true. I
you know, or 12.
Just, yeah.
You know?
That's an interesting point.
You know, but, you know, personally, I'm not afraid of different people as long, you know. Different.
No,
why
I mean,
it would
alien,
be
alien
the only things here?
Well, and think of that, too. The interesting aspect of that, alien life coming here when we're probably alien life to Earth to begin with because we probably all came from stardust from somewhere else anyway. So who are we
right.
to say that we're that self-important that we have a planet in the universe and we're the only ones that exist in trillions of galaxies or, you know?
Right.
No. Sounds silly. Sounds really silly.
You're right. You know, look
I challenge
at,
that.
You know, look at another thing, string theory, wormholes, and time travel.
You're right.
You know, maybe that's how they go through wormholes, go back and forth different time dimensions. You know,
well,
you never know.
The other aspect of that, I think we're going to have advances in technology to help us understand time itself in the future. We'll have some breakthroughs. In the latter part of this decade, in the late 2020s, we're going to understand how time itself is further determined or something. There's going to be something further along with that.
Right. Timeline, continuum, string theory stuff.
I just get advances in that help us understand the true mechanism of time, matter, space, but time itself, that part of it is going to be further decipherable for us, where we'll really understand it so much better than we even do right now.
Right.
For the next 6 to 8 years. I feel like artificial intelligence is going to advance a lot, and we're going to see some advances with that, but we're also going to see adjustments where economic jobs are going to shift. More robots are going to take over the menial jobs, and then we're going to have to, like, figure that out. But I see that happening in the future, too, by 2040.
Yeah, to save the human body out of wear and tear.
Well, just
you know, so they'll have the robots
automate.
Yeah.
Think about the businesses that self-automate now and jobs 20 years ago that were readily available in manufacturing and all these different industries. And now, I mean, I saw, you know, being a lawyer, I get articles in our bar journals, and one of them was artificial intelligence, a threat to the legal practice. And I was like, well, maybe not. Maybe it's perfecting our legal practice if we have help from AI. But I don't know. It's interesting, just these different ideas.
Yeah, it is. It's very intriguing.
Yeah.
Very intriguing. But I think that it's we're going to have a lot of betterment, and it will improve our life.
I love it. I think,
so
I
think
pray that
neat.
Everything comes out of the future is going to be positive, and you know, there isn't going to be misuses of technology, like drones and those kinds
well,
of things.
Well, you know, there's good and bad with everything. Everything needs to be balanced.
Exactly. You're right.
You know? But
yeah.
I thank you. That's a neat concept. So.
For what? Thanking me? Or you thank everybody in general?
Everybody in general. I'm saying thank you for listening to the neat concepts.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kelly Jo. It's always a pleasure coming on your show. It's been a while. I'm glad we could do this. And you're coming on mine on Thursday.
Glad.
So.
And then, yeah, Thursday night, I'm going to be on Jason's show, Social Psychic. So that will be a lot of fun, too. And I thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you all in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.